This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Prize Picks is daily fantasy sports made easy. How does it work? You pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. Didn't get your picks in before the game started? No problem. You can get in the game for the second half. Sign up today using promo code FOOTBALL and get your first deposit instantly matched up to $100. Go to prizepicks.com or download the mobile app and enter code FOOTBALL to get your deposit match. Some restrictions do apply. See the website for details.
Hi everyone, start of a very busy month. We'll start with Premier League, please.
Hello.
How's your team looking after the international break? Of course, Zinchenko was out, said he might be fit for after the break, and obviously Thomas Partey as well, getting sent home from international duty. With an injury, how are you looking?
We just finished the last training session. Obviously, we had many players arriving yesterday, so we had a short period to prepare the match, but the boys look in good condition.
Perfect. Thomas Frank said after the Brentford game that he believes you're ready to challenge for the title. I'm not going to ask you whether you think that, but just how much confidence is your squad feeling at the moment, and what is the mentality like with that squad right now?
The mentality doesn't change, that we have to go game by game, that we need to look to get better and improve in many areas that we have to get much better at. And being humble and at the same time really ambitious is our way forward for us to achieve what we want.
Antonio Conte was giving you a lot of praise the way you've started the season. And what about the way they've started the season? Because they are just 1 point behind you. Mm. It's been a pretty impressive start.
Yeah, not only the start, obviously the journey that they had since Antonio joined as well, and how things change, and the team that is building, and a very clear identity that they have in their way of playing, obviously it's really impressive. So we know that I think both teams expect a really tough match tomorrow.
I suppose you don't need any extra motivation for a North London derby, but I just wondered, are you going to be using the game against them at the back end of last season as motivation to take into this game at the Emirates this weekend?
I think it's all about emotion and just willingness to get to that moment and have enjoyment. It's the nicest game of the season by a mile for what it means to our supporters, for the history of it. And now as well, because looking at the table and where we both think wants to be, becomes a really important match. So I think the word is excitement.
And just finally, a couple of players potentially, their first North London derbies. Have you told them about your experiences, about what it's like to play in this fixture? Have any of the other players done so?
They know what to expect, yes.
Thank you, Miguel.
Thank you.
Hello. Can I confirm that Thomas Partey, Zinchenko and Tierney are in the squad then tomorrow?
They are part of the team.
Thank you.
You are very welcome.
On Kean Tierney, can I just confirm, was it more of a precaution? Because I know he wanted to go out with the Scotland side to watch them in Poland. I mean, if that's the case, and then Scotland said for him to come back here, is that what you want to see from a manager with the international side? Good interaction, good collaboration like that?
I think what we all want is is the best for the player, you know. Protect the welfare of the player, for sure. Have the player in the right mindset. Have the player ready physically to play for the country, to play for the club. And the best way to do it is if we have a good communication and is honest and is transparent. And with Scotland, that's the case, for sure.
Both teams have a few injury doubts, but there's 9 games this month. Unbelievable set of fixtures.
Yeah.
I know all the players want to play in this particular fixture, but is there a little bit of risk given you've got a game Thursday, a game Sunday?
You have to go game by game. And then form, performances, how players are physically or mentally will dictate how much you use them. But for sure we're going to need everybody. As you said, the schedule is hectic and very, very demanding, and we need to think carefully how we're going to use and load the players.
Few of your players, Mikel, did stay here. One of them, Gabriel Jesus.
Mm.
He's obviously watched Richarlison score for Brazil. But there's no better game, is there, just to show the Brazil coach to score against Tottenham Sunday. What have you said to him? Because obviously he might have been a little bit disappointed missing the Brazil squad.
First of all, understand how they are feeling, you know, how they have taken the news, how it's hit them, how can we use them in the, to help them in their benefit, and just put the head down, take it in the chin, and the only thing he can do is try to play at the level that he's been playing or better to make things more difficult for the national team. That's it.
You played for so many big teams around the world, and you've played in big derbies. What makes this one so special?
Many things. I think you have to feel attached and belonging to the club. And when you have that feeling and then you understand deeply the history of those derbies, how both teams were historically created and what has happened over the years, then it makes it so special. I think it's a very special city, it's a really special country, very passionate fans, and it's a great atmosphere to play.
A member of your staff gave a powerful team talk ahead of that game last year. You get everyone involved. Will you be taking it this time, or is anyone else going to be doing a special team talk ahead of this game tomorrow?
Depends on the moment, but obviously we have so many people here that they've been here much longer than us, that their feelings towards the club, it's even deeper than us, and I thought in that moment it was the right thing to do for someone that is with us every day and knows the place and know what it means, to express how he was feeling about it.
Just finally, on Emil Smith Rowe, obviously there is disappointment. But in a sense, is there kind of a positive knowing that hopefully when the surgery goes okay, that you will have him back after the World Cup?
Hopefully, yes. And we have to make a decision. You know, we could not continue with that uncertainty. Do we have him? We don't have him. We don't have him in certain conditions. We need to put a line and draw a line. There we make that decision. The player was the first one demanding almost that he wanted an end decision, and we supported that, and now we have to prepare him to get back stronger than he was.
Thank you.
Just on Emil Smith Rowe, Mikel, how long do you expect him to be out for? 2 months?
I don't know. After a surgery, it's very difficult to give a timeline. You know, the first process, how the bones healed, how is his first reaction, is he in pain, is he not, how is he adapting? We need to go step by step. Obviously, we know that before the World Cup is not going to be easy to be, and after that we have a break, and we need to use it in the right way.
On Gabriel Jesus, how did you convince him to sign for Arsenal rather than Tottenham? Because they was interested in him as well, apparently. So what did you say to make him come here rather than your rivals?
The first one, Edu, had a talk with him to express him what the project was, what is our club about, the role that he would have in our club. I spoke to him, so it was a team effort. He clearly understood what he wanted to do. Obviously, the relationships that we had with them helped a lot, because there is that trust and that connection already, and then it's completely up to the player to decide.
Was you fairly convinced, though, that you was convinced you was going to get him from those discussions?
We were really hopeful, and his immediate reaction was extremely positive. But after that, there are a lot of steps that have to go in the right direction to finalize and get a player to sign for the club. But to be fair, Gabby made it pretty easy for us.
Antonio Conte was very complimentary of you and Arsenal yesterday. He said you're a better team than last season. So do you agree with him on that?
Well, first of all, thank you, and hopefully we are. But, you know, the next few months will unveil that, but we want to get better than what we are today as well.
William Saliba has been very impressive for you since he joined. Do you have any hesitation about playing him in a North London derby against Harry Kane and Heung-min Son?
No, this is football, and Willie has shown over the past few months that what he's capable of, and that doesn't mean that that line is always going to be in the same direction, but he's been so good that from my side I have no doubts.
Thank you.
Mark? I'm Gav. Hi. Just a little on Gabriel Jesus. He's obviously a bit of a fighter on the pitch as well. He's already picked up 4 yellow cards, so hopefully tomorrow we'll call him out of the Liverpool game. But you can't take that out of his game, can you? You have to let him play the way he plays, don't you?
Yeah, it's a thin balance. It's in his nature. He gets a lot of contact. He puts his foot, his body across the line in every situation. And we've been a bit unlucky with the amount of bookings that he had. Some of them we cannot prevent because they were a little bit disciplinary, the yellow cards. But, yeah, we want to avoid that for sure. It's a different concept. We go to that game as well with many different circumstances in terms of players that we had available, not had available, had to play that game. What happened during the game, you take the lesson, you learn from it, and you move on. That's it.
Do you think your squad have learned from that?
Yes. I have no idea.
The timing of it, such a big game, right at the end of the season, there was so much on it. That wouldn't have been the case if it had been played in January.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think you want to play in the Champions League, you have to be able to get through moments when the pressure is on and the circumstances are what they are and overcome the situation. And that day we didn't do it from our side and from, obviously, another decision that were made in that game. Let him do his job. That's it.
I think Spurs have had 4 penalties in the last 8 meetings. Decision-making for your defenders in the box, we've got to be particularly sharp on that this weekend, I guess.
They will be looking at all those things, and we have to focus on what we can do on the pitch and let the referee run the game.
Hi, Mikel. Just on Emil, I know you said you wanted to draw a line with the surgery. I was just wondering, was that the initial plan, or did you kind of have to use that as the solution you guys
saw fit? No, we put all the alternatives on the table, you know, and the thing is that we have tried some others during the last few months and they haven't really worked to the point that the player was comfortable and consistency available at his best to perform. And then we decided to take that route. We all thought it was the best decision, and stick to it and move on.
Okay, guys, we'll do a split 10:30 tonight.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino this year.
I was only playing for fun, so winning this was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's number one social casino experience. It's serious fun. With over 80 casino-style games to choose from, you too could win life-changing amounts of cash. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and give them a whirl. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of a winner.
You're the one who protects the flock, and that requires an eye for detail. Because when safety and well-being are on the line, it's the details that can save lives. Even when no one else is watching, you see everything. Grainger gets you, and we're here for you, and all the ones who get it done with a wide range of safety products and solutions, plus board-certified safety consultants here to answer your questions. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximize your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See McDonald's.com.